Parshas Chukas Beis Tefillah Tov Shin Ayin He. And we start off with the Parsha of Parah Aduma. And Parah Aduma seems to be a very local, limited mitzvah of the Tariag mitzvahs. Yet, the Pasuk says, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudalet, Zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Bo'oihel. Darshan's the Gemara Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim Ela B'Misha Mei Misatzma Yalehen. Only a person who kills himself will create the Torah to stand. This is paskened in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin B'Mishamar Pe'atzmoy Aleihen. People who are lax about the Torah in their learning, the Torah will not be Miskaim. V'loi Be'ilu Shaloimdim Mitoich Idun U'mitoich Achila V'Shtia. People learning through comforts, eating and drinking, doesn't include the cake. This is mitzvah cake. It's something else. Ever me shemaimis atzmai alehen, person kills himself over the Torah, or metzair gufay tamid, and he causes pain to his body. Vloyiten sheinot shnas leinov. He will not give sleep to his eyes, v'la'af apov tnuma, or to his eyelids. Omru chachomin derech remez, zois ha'atoyro odom ki yomuz bo'oyho. Ein ha'atoyro miskayemes, ele b'mishe meimis atzmoy bo'oyo le'achochmo. You have to kill yourself. This is slow suicide. V'kach oma shloimo b'chochmosoy. Hisrapisa b'yoyim tzara tzar koychacha. V'oid omar, af chochmasi omdoli, chochma shalomadati ba'af omdoli. The chochma I learned during the time of anger, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, is the omdoli. That's the chochma that stands for me. Ad kedei kach, the Sefer HaChassidim asks, it says, Adam ki yomus boil? Are you allowed to die for Torah? We find that it says, v'chai b'hem, you're supposed to live with the Torah. You're not supposed to die for the Torah. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that David had a question and three people went to ask the Sanhedrin, and were not revealed their names. They were Moisa Nefesh. It was a time of war. He had a Shaila, I think, if I remember, Shaila, where they can burn the camel, burn someone's field to find the enemy. They were hiding inside the field, Tomun Be'esh. And three people went to ask the Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says, we're not told their names. Because they did Shaloi Kadin, because they put their lives in danger for Torah. You're not allowed to put your life in danger for Torah. Ask the Sefer Hasidim. So if you're not supposed to endanger your life for Torah, what does it mean? Adam kiyomus ba'oyel. After the kach, you learned it literally. One hand, you're supposed to die. And the other hand, you're not supposed to die for Torah. The Sefer Chassidim answers, no, it doesn't mean literally killing yourself. It means the goof. Anyway, so we see, we do see from the two Chazalim, both passing in the Rambam, that the Torah Shomdari Ba'af, the Torah I learned during time of war, when there's anger on me, in the hard times, he Shomdari, that's the Torah that stands by me. And ain't the Torah Misaimim, Ere B'Misha Mei Misatzma Yalehem. You're supposed to kill yourself, your body, not literally, but a Meister, to inflict yourself and. That's the way to get to Torah. in the Akdoma to the Avi Ezri, in Sefer Noshim, written in Tov Shin Ches, and I emphasize the date, Tov Shin Ches is just after the Second World War, and he writes, during the siege of Yerushalayim, he's in Yerushalayim in the siege, and he asks a question, how could it be on one hand, we're supposed to learn Torah Metuchat Chak, Yomus for the Torah, Ba'af. On the other hand, one of the conditions for Torah is Yishuv. In the Memches Kinyonim of the Torah in Ovis, one of them finds is Yishuv. And what does Yishuv mean? Yishuv Hadas, a peace of mind. How does this work together? If it's in a time of af, of anger, a time of yomus atzme oleo, there's no yishuv adas. Yishuv adas you get when you're relaxed by the swimming pool. Everything's calm, everything's taken care of. You have nothing to do, no worries. Then you have yishuv hadas, you can focus. When things are happening, the world's in a turmoil, that's a contradiction to yishuv hadas. The Gemara says, Shmaitza bei Tzilusa. The sugya needs a clarity, Tzilusa, a clarity of mind. Right? It says, you could learn outside the sukkah, Be'iun, you could learn outside the sukkah. Because Shmaitza bei Tzilusa, confined to a small area, it sometimes can restrict your broadness of thought. So you can go outside the sukkah. Because Shmaitza bei Tzilusa. So ask Rav Shach, how do we incorporate these two ideas? On one hand, it's supposed to be difficult, and af, and moves. On the other hand, you're supposed to have yishuv hadas. Yishuv hadas, you get when you're relaxed. How do these two things work together? Any ideas? Maybe they're talking about other people. Maybe here it's for Torah itself, Kalkabit. Or maybe here it means not to have extra sleep. You have any ideas how to resolve these two issues?
The chak is external, but they should be unaffected by it. Internally, you
should. Also, we have an
yes.
example.
Yeah. Because the accumulation of shalva, then kofat sort of rugs shel yitzchak. Very good. Accumulation of shalva. Okay, I don't know if that's in the context of Torah, Daf. Yeah, very good. Says Rav Shach, it's not a stira, because Torah is not like a regular chokhmah. By regular chokhmah, so you need to learn maths. To learn biochemistry, recommend a lecture over here. There you need yishuv hadas, right? Your students have to come, relax. You don't want them to be waging a war during the middle of the classroom. You need them to calm down. That's by regular chokhmah. But by Torah, it's cooler. It says in this week's parasha, mimidbar matana. If a person makes himself like a midbar, a hefker lakoil, an onov, then he gets a matana. The whole Torah is a ruchnias dika Torah. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives us the right to receive the Torah? Our omol. If we are omol, and in difficult times, we still toil, that makes us eligible to receive the matana. Therefore, the omol is necessary. The Meimis Atzme Oleo all gives us the schus to receive a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all correct. Because Hashem yiten chokhma, mipiv dasus vuna. It all comes from Hashem. How much do we daven in Ava Rabba? We daven Avinu Avrachamon, Rachim Aleinu, Vesein Belibeinu Lohavinu, Lahaskil, Lilmoid, Lelame, Dishmoy, Velasois. So, why do we daven so much? Because it's a spiritual chokhmah. It's not possible for us to get it ourselves. We need to get a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the ticket? How are you eligible to get the matana? Because you're gata or matzasa. If it's yegia, why is it metzia? You find things without yegia. No, because we are geya, and if we are geya, we're eligible to get the matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why all these are necessary. The Torah Shomdini Ba'af, when there's a war out and we're still learning and the difficult times, that makes us eligible to the Torah. But how do we answer that question? What about the issue of Adas? But how do we resolve the issue of Adas? The answer is, and what Rabbeinu told us, because a person has to appreciate the Torah so much and understand the tzchus he's getting, and he can elevate him from its sorrows to be sameach, to have yishuv adas when he's learning. And then he'll get the shmaitze bayit zilusa. That's the koach, a person who's really into the learning, really enjoying his learning. He can just disconnect from all the tzoros around him, from all the trials and the difficulties, and get the yishuv adas and the simcha and the bayit zilusa. It's not a stira. And the writer is the Rav Shach himself. He writes in Agdom over here, my daughter, he lost his daughter in Vilna, she was 14 years old, of Chaim Oizer came. So he had lots of tzoros. He didn't have an easy life. And still, he's writing Tovshin Ches, he's writing Davi Ezri, Gevaldik, Mamish, in Tovshin Ches, just after the Holocaust, in the beginning of 1948, Mamish, Yerushalayim is being sieged, and he's writing Davi Ezri with beautiful Chidushim, because exactly that's what he was doing. He had the Af, and yet still was able to misraim him and get the Yeshuvah Das and get the Tzedusah. The Chofetz Chaim, it's the famous story about what does it mean, Ein divrei Torah miskayimim el b'mi shemei misatzmei aleihem. We've said this before. Said the Chofetz Chaim that once a very wealthy, affluent businessman who was doing really well in his business, and he's making more money and more money, getting more busy and more busy. And one day he looks in the mirror and he sees his beard is turning white. I heard from a Pinkus, he gave a shmuz in the yeshiva and said, looked at the white, said, whoop, I'm a second closer to the Levaya. The Levaya is a second closer. In the middle of a shmuz, it wasn't connected to anything. That's what he said. Rabbi said, we're all running towards our Levaya. I hope I didn't give anyone, it wasn't a chiddush to anyone. But that was it. Time's running out, Rabbi Sai. No, see, time's running out. What am I going to bring with me to the Olam Haba? They don't take checks or credit cards up there. No, so I have to have some schuyois. So he decides, I'm going to take off my business time and learn a bit. So he disappears one day in the morning, he disappears, goes to the basement for 2 hours. Comes back, and his wife says to him, Yankele, where have you been? All the clients were looking for you. I was busy, I had a meeting. But the next day, he disappears again. And he comes back after 2 hours. So I'm screaming, the clients are looking for you. They're getting frustrated. They'll go to our competitors. What are you doing? Where's your responsibility? He's busy. The third day, she runs out. She goes to investigate. Where is he? What's my husband doing? And she finds him in the Beit HaMedrash. And he's learning. And she shouts at him, you're battling, what are you doing? Wasting your time. We have clients. They're going to go to our competitors. We're losing so much money. So he told her, if the Malach HaMoves will be over in front of us, the angel of death, about to take me away, could you tell the angel of death, Malach, Rav Malach, excuse me, but we need my husband in the business. The competitors will be, our clients will go to the competitors. We need him around. Could you tell that to the Malach HaMoves? The answer is no. So please, just imagine the Malach HaMoves took me away. In 2 hours' time, I get Tchiyah HaSameisim. What's wrong with that? Right now, I'm dead. I'm dead right now. In 2 hours' time, I get Triyas Amesim, I come back. So to Rabbi Tzchaim, that's Pshat over here. Ein divrei zoy satoyro adam ki yomus boyo. And divrei toyro miskayim imer misha meimis atzmei aleim. That when you're learning, you're like dead. Regarding everything else. Regarding all your tasks and the missions you have to do and the phone calls you have to answer and the emails you have to send, you're dead. For 2 hours you're dead, then you get Triyas Hameisim and you Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you come back alive and you can take care of all your other errands. As they zogt the Chofetz Chaim. So therefore, maybe that's what it means when you're learning. It's the way to learn of Mamis, in a tzura of Mavis, as if I'm dead, clapping all my responsibilities. I would just like to add that I saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, what does this mean in the term Miskaimin? What does it mean in the term Miskaimin? It says, Sheloi Tishkach. If you want your Torah, you don't want to forget your Torah, then you have to learn Odom Ki Yomus Bo'oyeho. It's a fact of not to forget. That's the whole simple pshat, Miskaimin. If you want to keep the Torah, in other words, Lamadati Midvarov, I understand from which is simple pshat, that to get the right pshat in the sugya, you don't have to be made Misatma Aleyan. You want to be Mechadish, the Teretz, the Rabbi Kivega, you could be having some cake, some cholent, you could still get there. But the Miskaimin, it should stay by you. Tishkach, that has to be through the Mavis. Maybe Satsma Alehem with no Tanugim. Chofetz Chaim learning it's a tzur of learning. It's Mavis copy the rest of the world. Here it's a fact of to remember. I'm not sure it's the same idea. In this week's parasha, after 40 years of Moshe Rabbeinu, after all what he did for Klal Yisrael, he took him out of Mitzrayim, all the Makos, and went to fight Paroi, Kriyas Yamsuf, and he had to rule them and judge them for 40 years, and the Mamash read that he's gone through the Meraglim. And the Mamash, which is about to enter Eretz Yisrael, Miriam dies, and then there's no water, and we meet the mice of Mei Meriva. And in Mei Meriva, we don't even understand what happened. Makara Shama. Makara! HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, stick! And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu, who desired so much to enter Eretz Yisrael, is refused the permission to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hey, May Meriva. And we don't really understand. The Orach Chaim is like, Tem Pshatim, what did he do wrong? It's not even clear what he did wrong. And the Pasuk says, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron. This is in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ya'ani mantim bilag disheini ilayni bein Yisrael. Didn't trust me. You will not bring the nation into the promised land. Hashem becomes Kodesh through this act. What does that mean, Hashem becomes Kodesh? Says Rashi, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din b'mekudoshav, but the people are Kodesh to him. Yoru u miskadesh al abriyos. he becomes feared by the people. Say, wow, even someone close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what happens to him. Man noiro amokim hazeh, look, it's pachat chodim. Now, is this nogea to us? So, we see by the G'doshim, by Kodesh Bom, by the G'doshim, they get, there's a very strong Midas Hadin on them. It says in Tehillim, Usvivov Nisoro Ma'oit. Shakodesh Baruch Hu medaktik in Svivov Afilu Kechuta Sa'ara. Kodesh Baruch Hu is very medaktik. Kechuta Sa'ara. What does Svivov mean? Says Rashi in Bava Kanon Lamedalev. Tzadikim at Veikim Boy. The people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the ones Hashem is bedaktik, b'midas hadin noiro. So tell me, whoever doesn't consider himself to be a righteous tzadik, is this nogea to him? The diktu kadino was happening by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a dak min adak, whatever he did. But, and such a strong midas hadin. Is this nogea to a rasha? Is it applicable? Sorry?
I mean,
there's also
the level of being that someone like Shabbat with the Russia, so can be the same thing but with a much lower level.
There was also a tactic on him? Is this message, is this only a warning light, a red light for the tzaddikim? You should know, tzaddikim, you should know, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, none of them entered Israel. They couldn't get in. So be careful, tzaddik. Be careful, because Shboch is medakte kechut asara. Is this a warning for a Rasha as well? No, Rasha. That's a different level. Is this a warning light or not? Ah, Mordechai. So my, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu medaktik with the Rasha?
Yes.
Same level of diktuk?
It could be. After he's done the initial din. I don't know.
After what?
Maybe after Hashem has done the initial din, and the sheaf departs to a certain degree, maybe then he's
diktuk. So that would mean he's medaktik, at the end of the day, he's medaktik with everyone. But we see, b'kroi v'ya kodesh. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is a din b'mekudashov. Mashma with the Roshoyim doesn't do din, diktuk adin. Okay? Submit. Yeah?
It's hard to say that the Roshoyim will get away with it if they knew it was wrong.
But maybe there's no diktuk adin. The diktuk adin on the Daka Dakas maybe doesn't apply to Rosh. Yes? It's very important.
The minus thing will not get him to the hand. So they are competing for different things, the Rasha and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is competing for the top 100. For that, everything counts, every minor thing. But when you compete for just 60 out of 100,
okay.
Then...
So therefore you're saying, Rav Daniel is saying, that the Diktuk Adin only applies to the Tzadikim, the Nishra Amoy, but the Rishoyim don't get Diktuk Adin. So it's not to get the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim, they relax. Then when they read this passage, they say this... What?
Okay, well,
say that. But when they see this pasuk that vayikadosh bom bikroi vayakadosh, no, it's a good sign to be a rasha. I was about to tell you, because you know we have to deal with this. Is that the case? Huh?
It's not the rasha benefits. They're not in the league where they can achieve.
Okay.
They're fine.
So they can relax.
The Beseder.
When they see Moshe being punished, they sit back in the lecture and say, you know what? The Beseder. It's not Nagar to me. It's Nagar for the Tzadik.
Rashi's saying that he's still staring at everybody.
Which Rashi?
That Rashi?
No, he doesn't say that. But what I do want to say, yes?
When you said that he hit the rock and then Moshe called him rebels.
Okay. Okay, wherever he was, you can look at the Or HaChaim, see 10 pshatim. He doesn't like any of them. Whatever he did, whatever was wrong. But let's read Rashi in Parsha Shmini. Rashi in Parsha Shmini. See, it says over there, Bekroi Vaya Kadesh. It's in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yod Pasuk Gimel. Bekroi Vaya Kadesh. It says the same principle that the Kroivim, because in Aaron lost his two children, Bekroi Vaya Kadesh. Says Rashi, Vim Kain Be'elu. Kol Shekain Barashoyim. Rashi says clear. If it happens to the tzaddikim, then kol shekein barashoyim. So basically, the roshoyim also, it's a warning light for them as well. They're also supposed to get frightened. But how do we make things work together? Because it is mashma, the dikduk adin is by the tzaddikim. V'ani oloimar, if I could make a suggestion. Enachinam. The dikduk adin, as you all described, is by the tzaddikim. But the principle applies to the Rishonim as well. I mean, we tend to think we're a good Jew. We come to Daven, give tzedakah, we learn. It's true that from time to time I say some Lashon Haras, I get angry, I do a few wrong things. But you know, bigger picture is I'm all right. Ruboi kechuloi. That's what we tend to think. So we do some averus. I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mind. A few little averus. Oh no, look at the big, be positive. Look at the half full, half the cup that's half full. Don't look what's the half empty part of the cup. I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positive, has a nice eye. He's a nice person. I'm sure he doesn't mind. That's what our Yetzer Hara tells us. Anachem Beseder. But when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik with the tzaddik, he's a tzaddik, a righteous man. His whole life he's devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you see him as deep to kal and deep to kadin. Moshe Rabbeinu lost it, mamash, on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael. He's just about to get in there. His dream. He wants to get in. Lo magia lo. Doesn't he deserve it going to go in? On a deep to kal, one time mistake, boom, he loses it. Which shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gulom Vater, Shbohu doesn't just look the way. End of our cousin. So if by the tzaddik, Shbohu is medakne kahuta sara, for sure, for your proper avera, you don't need to be medaktik for it. You did a proper avera. You did a full fledged Lashon Hara. For sure, Hashem's not going to look the other way. So everything's miyusha. The deep dukadin on dake dakas is only for the tzaddik. But the message for the Rosh is, look, Hashem doesn't look the other way. Therefore, your blatant Avera, even though you do other nice things, you'll be punished for it. And that is the message for everyone. End of Akaze. I just missed the one Kriya Shema. No, I missed the Kriya Shema this morning. I normally say it. Say the once a year, once a month. It was interesting gossip. I couldn't resist myself. About the neighbor? I just had to let it out the back. Tell everyone about my neighbor. What he did? Such an idiot. I'll tell you after shiur. I'll tell you about it. The kids. It's a one-time thing. Normally I don't speak Lashon Hara. Enter Vakas. There's a dikdu katin and everything. But let's continue with this. Rabbi Sai. We, on the other hand, have an advantage over Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik, but we have an advantage. What do I mean? I saw an amazing observation in the Teferas Shimshon. The Teferas Shimshon points out, we do not find Moshe Rabbeinu doing tshuva for what he did. He davens to enter Israel. We do not find tshuva. Chotosi, Ovisi, Parshati. Not mentioned. tefillahs and wears tchanon el Hashem, he davens and davens. It doesn't say he did tshuva. To the contrary, in the Elio Zuta, it says, "Gdoyla tshuva yoseh min atfila." Shekor atfila yishenispal al Moshe Rabbeinu loyki bel mimenu lachnisa de'at Yisrael. All the tefillahs he davened to enter were not accepted. Aber Rochav Hazoyna niskav lo betshuva. Rochav Hazoyna, her tshuva was accepted. And in source of a tshuva, she got from her, she got descendants of 7 Malachim and 8 Nevi'im. Came from Rochav Hazoyna. But we see the Medrash is contrasting tefillah versus tshuva. The implication is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do tshuva. What's the reason? Even by Bilam we find in next week's parasha, when Bilam is met by the Malach, Vayom Bilam el Malach Chotosti. Bilam says Chotosti. Why? Says the Medrash over there, Bilam was very clever and knew that the only way to be safe from punishment is to do tshuva. So, and he knew by saying Chotosti, the Malach can't touch him. He knew it. The way to save yourself is Chotosti. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say Chotosti. It's not recorded. He only says Tfilas. Apparently, the Chet was so dark what he did, he couldn't chap. It wasn't, I don't know how to say these words. That's what Rav Pinchas says. He didn't do tshuva. It was such a dark mina, dark mina, dark what he did. He didn't do tshuva on it. He could just daven. There was no, he didn't have tshuva, what he didn't want to say. But anyway, so why do we have an advantage? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to say tshuva about, we know what we have to do. What we say. We have plenty of chatoim. Oh, we can do tshuva. So we have an advantage over Moshe Rabbeinu. Let us do tshuva on our chatoim. Let us learn from Dikto Kadin of Moshe Rabbeinu and the tzaddikim. Kol shekein for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look the other way. On the other hand, we can do tshuva and save ourselves. Yes?
Maybe he did do tshuva, but at the time of giving our speech to the rabbi, he doubted that the tshuva had been accepted.
He didn't know he did wrong at the time. Only later on did he find out that he did wrong. After he hit the rock, Hashem told him that you rebelled against me.
But what did he do he did wrong when he called them rebels?
Sorry?
He
knew it was wrong?
What if he knew he did wrong by cutting the rebels before he did the wrong? And doing tshuva after he cut the rebels, but yet doubting that he had his tshuva been accepted for cutting the rebels, and therefore he did the wrong, and therefore he was, therefore the anger was because he didn't believe that his tshuva had been accepted.
Don't find Chazal speaking about it. Yes? Okay, after he rebuked him, but he, maybe it was such a dark thing he couldn't.
But he heard Hashem saying.
Hashem told him. Hashem told him.
So he figured out there's something I did wrong. One cannot do tshuva without knowing exactly what it is because he knows that he's done something wrong, but even if he doesn't do the crutch, can he do tshuva or not?
I think it's quotes Rashi in Zayis Abracha calls it Alila. It was like a trap. It was an Alila. It's a chiddush, I agree. Okay, so we meet. Yisrael are trying to proceed to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they need to cross through neighboring lands. Vayishlach Yisrael in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Vayishlach Yisrael malachim el Sichon melech emoyim leimor. The Yisrael want to travel through Sichon. And they tell him, let us pass through your land. We will not divert, turn into any field or kerem. We won't even drink mei be'er, be'derech ha-melech nelech. We'll go through the highway and cross through. What happens? V'loi nosan Sichon es Yisrael avor begvulay. Sichon wouldn't allow for it. He came to fight Israel. Vayakehu Yisrael Yifi Chorav, and therefore he was wiped out. Why didn't Sichon allow them to come through? Ma'ech Patlo. What does he care they traveled through? Why did he stop them? Oh, says about Pesach, and because he was paid. How do you know this? Rashi, very good. Rashi on the spot says, because since he was given, he was paid a tax by the neighbors of Canaan, people of Canaan, to protect them from unwanted visitors. Therefore, he said, I'm being paid this. How can I let them through? As they talked Rashi. But in this week's Haftorah, the story of Yiftach, we find there a different explanation. Why didn't he let them through? And this is to be found in Shoftim, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof, in the Haftorah. It says over there the same story, because Yiftach says, oh, what happened? And it says over there, he didn't believe them. What do you mean didn't believe? What does that mean? Says the Matzudas David on the spot. He thought they're coming to trick him. He was afraid. He lets the Jewish army through his country, and all of a sudden, boom, there'll be a coup, and they'll just make a revolution and just conquer him like that. So he didn't trust them, and that's why he didn't let them through. Not what Rashi said, as basically because he given a text, because he didn't trust them. And the Torah says, "V'lo yinosan." The Novi says, "V'lo yehemin." The reason why he wasn't nosan because v'lo yehemin. So we see a very important yesod over here. Why didn't he trust them? Moshe Rabbeinu was promising him, we will go straight. We'll do whatever conditions you want. We'll fulfill. We will not trespass anywhere. Just let us go through the main road. Sichoi didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Why don't you believe Moshe Rabbeinu? If Moshe Rabbeinu gives his word and guarantees we're just going to pass through, why don't you believe Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is a yisoid we learn in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Kol apostle b'mumoi poisel. A person who has a fault, that's how he rates other people. A person who's a mamzer calls other people mamzerim. You treat your surroundings like you are yourself. Your own, you view other people with your own glasses. And therefore, if you are a non-Dover MS, you're a chakron, you think everyone is also a chakron. Had he been a Dover MS himself, he could have trusted Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jewish people will keep their words. But v'lo yehemin, why? Because he himself was a sichoin. He himself was an untrusty person. Nikmar and Shabbos Peches, Hautzduki, that sore Rava that was learning, and he was sitting on his fingers, and he was bleeding, he was crushing his fingers and bleeding, and said the Tzduki to Rava, I'm a Bziza. You're a Bziza, how do you say that? Don't think. Spontaneous. People, because you said, Naseh before you said Nishma. How can you sign a blank check if you don't know how much, what you are obliging yourself to? You should have learned what it's about and then decide if you can keep up to it or not. So Robert told him, Ananda Seginon Beshleimusa. This we go with Shleimus. Ksivon Tumas Yeshorin Tanchim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, we went with HaKadosh Baruch with tum lev, with a whole heart. Kederach sho'itzi mi'avo. A person you love and trust. And therefore we relied on him. He won't put on us a load that's too big for us to carry. It's too heavy for us to carry. We went b'tum lev, went b'tmimus with HaKadosh Baruch. We relied on Hashem would reciprocate in the same way. And he won't give us the Torah that's too great for us, too heavy. But Tanakh, you anchei desagon ba'alilusa, you go with alilos, with traps. Meaning, because since you, the goy, you may choose to manipulate other people. If someone signs a bank check, you may decide to destroy him and write this huge figure they can't live up to, and then you can crush him, make him go bankrupt. That's the way you relate to other people, with alilos. Therefore, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way with you is also trying to trap you. He wants to punish you. Satan's going to punish you. You accept upon yourself the Torah. He'll give you too much that you can carry. Then he can destroy you. It's all the way that you perceive yourself is the way you perceive other people as well. And therefore, it's a very big insight when a person is making a shidduch, a person is making friends. If a person is a good person, he can build a healthy relationship. Because he looks at people as himself, he's a healthy person. He trusts people, and he can build a nice relationship with his wife, with his children. But a person who is a chaser, and he himself is a shakron, he has bad midas, he himself thinks that all his surroundings are trying to do him in. And therefore it makes a bad relationship. No, we should be zeicher to learn Torah. Adam Kiyomus Boil, when we learn, we can be dead for all the rest of the world. When we zeicha to be miskayim and get the yeshuv adas and all the brachas and have good things. The next year will be, this week will be, learning the most bizarre incidents in the Tanakh. The neder of Yiftach. Of Yiftach sacrificing his daughter. What's it about? Is this applicable? Is it true? Did it happen? Can we do it ourselves? Thank you very much. In 5 minutes, I'll see everyone. Have a good Shabbos.